Arr, Grog.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Cider Shed Podcast. I'm Matthew Weir, joined by recent birthday girl, Kerry Warbis. How are you doing, Kerry?
Yay, I'm good. Yeah, and older. And so are you.
Are you wiser?
No, because I was born incredibly wise. So it's really difficult to sort of just improve on that, really.
Did the doctor write that down when you came out?
Incredibly wise, yeah.
Okay. I was going to make a joke about incredibly wide then, but I'm not going to.
Well, it did take a long time to come out.
Oh, me too. I think it was about a 72-hour labour or something.
Oh, really? Were you a home birth as well?
No.
Oh, I was. It was snowing when I was born, and Mum gave birth to me in a little council house, her mum's house.
They had to yank me out with Keelan's forceps, which I think are banned now.
Oh, is that why your head's that funny shape?
Yeah. That's why I look like that guy from The Goonies. That photo we put up on Instagram, that's a stock photo that we found of some bloke.
Yeah, it was a great birthday. Thank you kindly. Had a French restaurant meal the night before. Went to an escape room on the day with the kids. That was good fun. It was mods themed, what with it being Brighton. And our team was Warbsophenia.
Nice. And do you have to escape from a load of rockers that are trying to kick your head in?
We did have to discover the murderer of a mod, and the murderer was a rocker. We worked it out with 15 seconds to spare, and they were dead pleased with us because apparently they'd made us do the one that normally only big groups do, and there were only three of us rushing about in these rooms like nutters. So, yeah, it was good.
I've never been into one of those. There's one or two when I first moved to Porto, and a whole bunch of other ones have sprung up now. I've never tried it. I'm not sure it's me. I just have visions of, you know, data analysts trapped in a room in the Crystal Maze going, I don't know what I do.
No, it's nothing like that, love. You'd enjoy it, I think. It does. I tell you what, though, it tests. Well, the woman who runs it there was saying it really tests the patience of relationships and communication skills and all of that. She's seen some right sites where people just start yelling at each other for getting stuff wrong.
Oh, like those team building exercises that offices go on. Sometimes it turns into Lord of the Bloody Flies, doesn't it?
Yeah. We didn't fall out or anything. Maybe they were being patient with me because it was my birthday.
I was trying to remember if I did an ad for an Ambridge escape room, but I didn't. It was an Ambridge rage room after Paul had taken Lily to smash loads of things. If Ambridge were an escape room, what kind of things would you be trying to escape from?
I'll tell you who'd be good in an escape room, Jakob.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he'd be king of working out the clues and stuff, wouldn't he? Harrison, shit.
I was just going to say, you haven't gone for Harrison there.
No. Oh, God, he's so fucking funny, though. He really made me laugh. That sort of when Fallon was going, I think you may maybe get a second job. And he was like, I've only just gone part-time.
Tell you what, let's have an ad, which may or may not be the Ambridge escape room, and then we'll come back.
Cool.
Welcome to the Ambridge escape rooms. Embark on an adventure straight out of Ambridge with our three thrilling escape rooms curated by the beloved residents of that very same village. Step into the world of intrigue, drama, and mystery as you and your team unravel the secrets hidden beneath the surface. In the Polytunnel Polypuzzler, you'll work together to solve the disappearance of every other employee of Home Farm as Adam pursues you, talking passionately about soil. Piecing together clues scattered throughout the grounds of Home Farm to uncover the truth before time runs out and it dawns on you they've all f***ed off to the bull without telling Adam himself. Listen out later for more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He lost the cricket captaincy during the monologues, didn't he, to Tracy, as I recall? She performed a cricket coup.
Yes, the monologues. There should be a sort of funny sound whenever they're mentioned, I think.
The monologues.
That sounds more like a transformer.
Does it? Yeah, Harrison. There were mainly sort of two themes this week so far, weren't there? There's the Harry theme, all of that side of it. And then there's the Alistair Denise side of things.
And they pull a lot of people in to their orbit, both of these stories, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Let's start with the whole Harry, Harrison, Alice thing, because on Sunday we had the wonderful scene where Harry decided to pop round with some flowers to chat to Alice. And unfortunately for him, Brian was in the house.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it? Look what the cat dragged in. How dare you think a bunch of flowers makes everything all right?
I like the way he kept on repeating everything Alice said when she said, look, I don't want you to come back. He went, yeah, she doesn't want you to come back.
And Brian had the audacity, before Harry appeared, of saying to Alice something along the lines of that he could kill Harry because he hates his dishonesty. I thought you were bloody taking a bit more front than Brighton you have, Brian.
Brian said, thank the Lord for Harrison and Fallon. I was like, he forgot that speeding ticket in a hot second, didn't he, Brian? He had to go on a bloody speed awareness course, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Do you know who the writer has been this week at all? There were some right good bits.
I don't know, but I meant to say this last week. I don't know if you noticed when we did last week's episode, it reminded me of when we'd done a few flashback ones. The scenes last week were very quick cutting. There would be very brief conversation, then it would go somewhere else, and then it would flash back. And this week we didn't get that. It was more four blocks, whereas last week it was really weaving all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. There were some good phrases though, like Brian mentioning that he can only handle one daughter who's woo-woo.
It was written by Katie Hymns.
All rise for Katie Hymns.
I will send you to Jesus.
Okay, yeah. That whole thing about the auras and whether you believe in auras or not. Do you believe in auras, Matthew?
Is that chocolate bar with bubbles in it?
Yeah, I like a mint aura.
Yeah. Can you still get those?
You can. I've got some in my fridge.
Oh, in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a chocolate in the fridge person, but I'm in a minority of one.
Are you? Oh, it's so much nicer. That snap to it. You don't want it soft and sweaty.
I remember when I was a kid, I think this all started when someone put an Easter egg in the fridge. And the first time I tried it, I was like, that's bloody fat. It was like a rage room. I just like smashed into it and it went into solid fragments. I was like, that's better than melty bits stuck to tinfoil.
Of course it is. Anyone who thinks differently is an idiot.
Anyway, so idiots.
Do write in.
Are you an idiot? Let us know. We haven't had an email in a while. hello@thesidershed.com.
Yeah, do write in with your chocolate tales.
What?
Like the tales of chocolate. But Brian was straight away, having thought that Harry was a straightforward, decent sort of chap, based solely on the fact that probably the car he drove and that he was into horsey stuff. Now he's like, no, plenty more fish in the sea. And poor old Alice is kind of thinking, well, I don't know if I would like a fish, to be honest.
Well, she could always pop down to the polytunnels.
Yeah. And she was also saying she wouldn't be able to find anyone. And Brian bigged her up, didn't he?
She rang Harry back, didn't she, after Brian sent him packing. She thinks it's good that she goes in and says some nice things about Harrison. I thought even Harry is going to be like, what? Do you want me to say like he's competent?
I did like it when Harry went, he'd kind of said, I'll do anything for you. And she said on that phone call, you know, could you please speak up for Harrison? And he went, can I think about it?
Yeah.
Which was based on him. Basically, he was shitting it, wasn't he? Because it then means he's admitting to his alcoholism and it's become an actuality for him.
Yeah, I do regret absolutely everything, but do I really have to go in and say nice things about that copper?
But I can't do that.
What is the thing that he won't do in that song, Kerry?
Has it changed the cat litter tray?
My God, that's a premonition of one of our jingles later.
Is it?
Yeah, how bizarre.
Badger! I don't know, is it anal?
No, everyone assumes that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It says right at the end of the song, he said, like, he wouldn't cheat on the person he's singing to if he fell in love with someone else. That's essentially the twist in it.
Oh, right, okay. So it is... No, who is that singing then? Denise.
Meatloaf. Oh.
In the arches, you're cretin.
You might, Kerry, you sometimes forget the years of Meatloaf, the songs of Meatloaf.
I know, probably. I'm really happy that you've messed up.
I mean, it's possible you might not know who it is.
It's Meatloaf, Kerry. Didn't you know? No, Matthew, it's not. It's Denise.
It's, well, in this case, he won't do that. Is he won't stay. Well, make your bloody mind up, both of them. I'm leaving. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay because everything's wonderful and I'm in love. I'm leaving again.
They're really getting on my nerves.
Even Jakob is just like, I can't handle this.
I really enjoyed when he shouted at Paul.
Yeah, that what I was going to ask you. Was he right to do that?
No, but I really enjoyed it. I don't think he was right to do that. It's all Denise and Alistair's fault, everything. They need to get a grip in the sex cupboard. No, they don't need to get a grip in the sex cupboard. They need to not keep going in the sex cupboard because it's all going to get found out, isn't it? They need to have a conversation. Denise should speak to John and say, you know, it's difficult because he's crying because of the grandma situation, his mother. So it's the worst possible time to tell someone that you want to leave them, isn't it? As their mother is on death's door. So it's not ideal. I did tweet, they just need to be patient, like Arsene Wenger.
Was he having sex in the store cupboard as well?
Probably. He did have an affair, I think, in that coat.
He's the hungry caterpillar in that coat, isn't he?
Yeah.
Don't want to know what's going on underneath it. Paul said, was quite surprised that he cried. What did you say? I was waiting for Denise to go like, I said, you're dumped. I'm going off with Alistair.
Yeah, I want to shag Alistair.
But there was that bit later as well where Paul was pressuring Denise to maybe she should go to San Lucia. Alistair would totally get it. Actually, come to think of it, I read that graffitied on the wall of the toilet.
Yeah, in the medicine cupboard.
Maybe Doug and Don Lover were calling in. I thought they were going to come in and say, yeah, we've got some rather distressing security camera footage from the store cupboard. We stuck it up on OnlyVets. We made a fortune.
Yeah, they sort of went from... Because Alistair, he declared his love to her in a really odd way, didn't he? It was about there were biscuits involved. Oh, because Jim said to Denise when she was buying the biscuits, oh, Alistair's thinking of leaving. And then she went into the vet's practice and saying, I wish I'd bought arrowroot. And Alice was like, are you tripping? What are you talking about? And she then said, Jim has told me that you're leaving the practice. He was like, well, I love you, Denise.
If you told someone you loved them and they said, that's nice, would you take that as a plus or a bit of a red flag?
Well, he then followed that up by saying, well, didn't you know? And he was like, she said, I didn't know, no. So she kind of knew, didn't she? It's just the wrongest of times, isn't it? Just calm down. Clearly likes you. Don't mess it up. Just wait a bit. Wait until Grandma's dead.
Paul was there going, I just don't get it. Why are you leaving? We're the dream team. Everyone loves each other here. And then Yakko's just like, shut the fuck up.
I can't stand the sound of you laughing, singing, breathing, existing.
When there was the post-chat with John and Alistair was still buzzing about their night out in Felpersham or even Birmingham on a Friday, so like, I thought we could go somewhere fancy or not fancy. I was getting real major Mark Gatiss vibes from Nighty Night when he plays Glenn and takes Julia Davis out for dinner in that first episode, and he's really desperate.
Oh, it's such a good episode, that, isn't it?
You should totally look up the bloopers from that scene.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
She just keeps looking up at his hair and she can't. She's that air natural, Glenn. He goes, no, impulse perm. She just absolutely loses it. He's trying to say like his ex-wife was his PE teacher, but he can't. He just can't get the lines out.
Oh dear. Is it in that scene where he gets up and he's got backless chaps on or something?
She does.
Oh, it's her. Right. Okay. Yeah. It's a long time since I've seen it. Jakob just losing it. With Paul, and Paul sort of going, oh, thank you for that feedback, as he edged out of the room. Did you think that Denise was going to say, it's because me and Alistair love each other?
I felt something was going to break at some point because he looked at her several times, went, why aren't you saying anything? And when Jakob went for him, I felt that she would have Paul's back, but she didn't. And they all just waited for him to leave the room. I mean, fair play to Paul in the sense that he's detected something's wrong. But I think at this point, even Harrison would have detected something was up here.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I felt we were robbed of the dinner out in Birmingham. I was quite looking forward to that. I wanted to know which restaurant they would go to in Birmingham, actually escaping to the big city. I hoped they'd be snogging and someone would see them there. But that's not going to happen, is it?
Doesn't sound like it. As far as we're recording this on Thursday, as far as we know, Denise confronts Alistair tomorrow and Chris makes a shocking discovery. So all of those things, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
All right, Kerry, let's have a little breather and then we'll talk about pretty much the only other major topic in town this week, Harry, Harrison, Fallon, etc.
Completed the polytunnel poly puzzler, mate? Why not test your wits in the Grundy Farm Challenge, where you'll race against the clock to help the Grundy family solve the mystery of who has stolen their beloved ferrets and replaced them with demented knitted ones.
Ferret!
In a race against the clock, you'll need to find the swivel-eyed culprits of this crafty ass crime before Adam shows up and starts talking passionately about soil. Take a breath. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If someone brought you your food and said, and I hope you choke on it, walked off would you probably say, actually, I'll get that to go, I think.
Yeah. The customer service in the tea room is severely lacking.
I thought Natasha would suddenly appear like, oh, before you choke on it, could you just fill out this form telling what you think of the cow walls?
But, you know, Fallon is rightly riled. He's swanning around Harry as if nothing's bloody happened.
Emma's taking up the mantle of gossip from her mum here, isn't she? She wants to know so badly.
She was great. She was pumping her, grilling her about everything. Was it because he found out about Alice's drinking? He probably dumped her because of that, didn't he? And why were you off yesterday? She was like, stomach bug? She's like, oh, well, yeah. You were swerving that corporate tea thing, weren't you? She did say she looked a bit peaky there.
Yeah.
Which she probably does, with all this going on and being pregnant and all.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. What do you think they put on to watch at home that they didn't like? Sounded absolutely dire, didn't it?
I looked up films where a cop has been sacked. I desperately like a really inappropriate thing. And I don't know what any of these bloody things are. And dirty cop movies, you know, where the police turns bad. Anyway, it was all pointless. I hadn't ever heard of any of them.
I reckon they watch Line of Duty on 6x speed with subtitles.
Because, of course, there's a H character in that, isn't there, that's very mysterious.
Talking of terrible movies, I watched the Kristen Stewart movie, Spencer, where she plays Diana, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that must be dreadful.
Fuck me.
Was it funny enough, you know, like dreadful enough to be funny?
Yeah, that's like 2 hours of my life I'm literally never getting back. The exchange glances like 20 minutes in is like, should we get out now?
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, Diana's glances that are like all over the room.
It's like somebody said to someone in Stars on Their Eyes, go on there and be Diana for a bit. It's just so bad.
Oh, dear. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
I do like that you are abroad to church, though. It's like, you know, I was listening to Britney Spears' autobiography the other week. This week, I'm listening to the Barchester Chronicles, Radio 4's adaptation of it.
And does Britney show up in that at all?
Yeah. In Obadiah Slope's girlfriend, she is. Yeah, and that was inspired, that listening, by Harriet on Ambridge on the Couch mentioning it. So I thought I'd give it a go, and it's absolutely hilarious. Love it.
That felt a bit grim, that episode where they were sat at home doing nothing. It was kind of like Monday Blues, wasn't it? He'd been in for his hearing, and she didn't want to go into work. Mind you, at least she's fleecing Bridge Farm. This is the first time she's ever had sick pay in her life.
I know. And he wouldn't let her have it, would he? Almost. I was rooting for her with that sick day thing. You would do that, wouldn't you, to support your partner if you're not a sick note generally. I mean, I'm never off sick either, but I can imagine Fallon being that way, like really working hard, giving her everything. Just, yes, woman, have a day sick. Tom and Natasha can stand it.
So we have this situation now where Fallon, Alice and Harry could all be called, not to give evidence, but to give a written statement, right? I'm just there thinking today, because Fallon started to drip more information to Emma. I was like, don't tell Emma anything, because Emma will go and tell Chris, and it'll be like, now there's not three people who know. Mm-hmm. Now there's like five, and you know, Chris will mention something to Susan. Yeah. Susan will tell Clary.
Yeah, maybe this is what sparks Chris's revelation.
His shocking discovery.
Yeah.
Now I think that's when he sees Martha in the Arsene Wenger coat.
Being the caterpillar. I did like Jim's suggestions. And this is like a small child, Jim. They're not going to be like Anna Karenina, are they? Or Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Yeah, I mean, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, you can't dress a kid up as a murderous dog.
That's Hound of the Baskervilles. That's Meatloaf.
Also, when they finally decided to settle on the Hungry Caterpillar, I thought Pip was going to appear and say, sorry, Rose's already booked that.
Also, for Alice to be really astounded and going, oh my God, why didn't I think of that? It's like literally every bloody parent will have dressed their kid as the Hungry Caterpillar. I did think, though, that World Book Day Wouldn't that just be an atlas?
Oh, very good, Kerry. You could go as Charles Atlas. I do know some people with kids who will be going through, this has definitely happened, like they're going through their kid's rucksack on Monday morning and there's a note from the school saying, don't forget World Book Day is on Monday, or it's from the day before, and they managed to dress that. Like my friend SEO lives in Stroud. She has whipped up some amazing costumes in about 30 minutes for a boy. I think he's a bit too old for that now.
This is when they send them as Charlie Bucket or something from Willy Wonka, because he just looks completely like a normal lad in a jumper and some trousers. It's a bit competitive, that sort of thing. I don't know whether it's a good idea to get kids to dress up. Maybe just bring your favourite book in or something like that.
I said before that me and my friends, we used to really look forward to the last day of term at school where you could wear your own clothes into school, because it was kind of like a fashion parade. But on the other hand, that was incredibly miserable for kids that didn't have something nice to wear. And I remember just like someone came in their school uniform, because it was better than having fun made out of them for what they would have had to wear. And I just remember thinking, like, that's just bloody awful.
Oh, blimey. My kids' primary school, there was no uniform, and bloody loved it, to be honest. But yeah, that is true. It can shine a light on people for the wrong reasons, can't it?
Yeah, so Jim wanted to wrap her up in vines, like Ophelia. Is that a Martha's Vineyard joke there?
Well, first of all, he said, Sleeping Beauty, and then said, here, I've got fake vines. She can go as Ophelia from Hamlet, who was a drowning woman. Yeah, God bless Jim, though, this week. Wouldn't you love, oh my goodness, when he said to Alistair, I hope you don't mind, I've asked Jazz around for roast dinner and some board games. I thought, oh my, this sounds like just such an ideal way to spend a day.
Yeah, I was imagining you absolutely loving it. Yeah. Suddenly there's a ring at the doorbell. Who's this woman? Do you mind if I just, I was looking through your window and you seem to be playing Scrabble and eating roast beef. Got any more of that?
Do you think he would have called roast potatoes roasties, though?
Ooh, Jimus?
Yeah, I mean, it's petty. I just wondered. It sort of went clang for me in my ear holes.
It's the softening of him, though, isn't it? I think so.
Yeah, maybe embracing youth culture or something. I don't know, possibly. But I bet he does a right lovely roast.
I was as envious of that as I was the breakfast scene post-birth 3 years ago when Brian, Jazza and Jim all sat round and had a fry-up first thing in the morning, and Brian pulled out a bottle of whiskey and gave it to Jazza. He said, here he is, the man of the moment, and gave him some really fancy single malt, didn't he?
Yeah, idyllic.
Brian also mentioned when Kate was born, he went straight off to the races.
Oh, yeah. No. He's a naughty one, isn't he?
He also said, I think, Adam made hazelnut coffee when Kate was born. Jim went, how was that? And he went, revolting.
Yes, I remember that scene. Scary, isn't it?
It was a classic. Well, one thing I did like was the way Harrison says, cappuccino, and I'm making a bolognese. Kerry, it's a cheeky Friday insert.
Just seen your name on the screen. Sorry.
I've just seen yours.
Shall we share with the listeners?
Yes. Mine is best supporting log. What's yours, Kerry?
BAFTA my ass.
This is on the back of the...
Why have we put these? Yes.
Yeah, Kerry wants a BAFTA up as her arse. That's what it is.
No.
BAFTA is that figurine, isn't it? No, that's the Oscar. It's the BAFTA the mask.
Yes.
Oh, that hurt.
Yes. I don't want either up my arse, Matthew. What I'm more puzzled about is your message earlier to me, which was a little voice message.
Kerry, there's no easy way to say this. Adam is up for a BAFTA. F*** off.
What for? Stop it. This cannot be.
That's the moment.
And it turns out it's for a video game.
It's like playing an orc computer or something.
Do you call them video games or computer games?
You call them video games.
Okay, even though no video. Well, video's to do with seeing, isn't it, I suppose?
Yes.
You can see them.
They're not limited to computers, are they? Well, we can't see Adam most of the time. Presume he's not in it as himself. If there was a version of Doom where you could chase Adam right with a flamethrower, I'd be up for that.
Yeah, he probably don't move very fast, does he? What with him being a log.
And he goes up like a tree.
Even I could catch that. Oh, dear. Let's keep a close eye on his nomination then. Do you know when it all gets announced?
No, I don't know, no.
Yeah, well, good luck to him.
Yeah, no, good luck to him. Fair enough. Mm. We have been told that he's very good in other stuff. So we think he just kind of lays it on with Adam, don't we?
Yeah, I would need to listen to the other stuff to judge that for myself. And I do wonder what sort of character he is in the video game.
Some kind of necromancer, I'd imagine.
A wooden robot.
All right, Kerry, you've got all your Adam hate in.
Yeah.
What did you make of tonight's episode?
Right, now then, it was Martha's tea party. Oh, there was quite a nice bit between Alice and Chris.
Can I just say something? I miss Chris.
Oh, Matthew, do you?
I do. What I didn't like was the Chris-Alice, Chris-Amy dynamic, but Chris as Chris, I quite like it.
Yeah, his voice is quite nice, isn't it? And it was good to hear him being quite sort of emotionally intelligent for once and quite sensitive. The interaction between him and Alice was quite mature. And, you know, they were planning to meet up on Mother's Day. Then he got the news, because Harrison, of course, has to tell everyone he meets about what's happened. And that didn't go down too well, did it? After Alice had kind of opened up about them splitting up, her and Harry, he was like, why didn't she tell me that he was an alcoholic and got arrested?
I think when Chris sits back and reflects, which I hope he does, which his character didn't have the ability to do about 18 months ago,
yeah,
he will appreciate that prior to Martha's birthday party, she wasn't going to say, oh yeah, like I left him because he's got a problem with booze. Because there was that moment where Chris said, what more could we wish for? And she said, well, that I'm not an alcoholic and we're not divorced. And I think part of that is born out of the Harry problem, isn't it? It's kind of pushed her demons to the forefront. I just thought... I thought he dealt with it quite well. If he'd have blown up when she came in and went, okay, let's get the cake, and he'd gone absolutely nuts, obviously that would have been terrible.
That would have been old Chris, wouldn't it, when he was kind of battle-worn with the alcoholism storyline. He would have done that, wouldn't he?
That's why it became a hard listen for us, I think.
Did you sense or hear or whatever, when she said that thing about what we could wish for is that I wasn't an alcoholic and we weren't divorced, there was a hopeful sort of, oh, in his voice, as if to say, sounds like that's what you'd quite like to be happening.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, it was that kind of vibe, wasn't it? Also, swerving away from birthday cake time. Oh, she won the bloody competition, didn't she? Of course she did, with Jim's
fix.
Costume help. Yeah, fix. I bet Rosie's fuming on the other side of the village.
Yeah, I mean, she came as a hungry caterpillar. She didn't even have to wear anything.
She came as hungry. The country. The bit about Alistair, I'm getting really f***ed off with those two, Alistair and Denise. Honestly, I tweeted that I really want John to sort of just cycle into the vet's practice going, she's a trigamist, and just shatter. Not even a bigamist. Is a trigamist a thing? I don't know. Could be, couldn't it?
When you say you want John to cycle into the practice, I imagine he's cycling in through and just like launching himself through the window.
That's what I mean. Just by cycling in.
Like some kind of human torpedo.
Don't be silly. Not through the window, Matthew. Through the actual door, you know. Let's not go too far. But just to sort of, Denise is all too goody-goody boring.
I would like to see Jacob deal with John cycling through the door of the practice. He'd be like, oh, you seem to have cycled your bike through the doors, John.
I think you'll find, yes, in the rules and regulations that I have here, bicycles are not allowed in the veterinary practice.
Is there any reason that your bike is still wedged up against the counter and you're still cycling?
So I just want a rocket up both of those two, really. Don't you think that by the time you're an abattoir vet, you're a bit late to the party? And when I say party, you know, I use that word inadvisedly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no need for a second opinion at that stage, is there?
No. I guess it's animal welfare.
Yeah, no, there are abattoir vets. I mean, we understand that. You know, there is some emotional intelligence behind this podcast. We just like to make a joke every now and again. I mean, the reason he wouldn't take that job anyway is it's just totally awful. Harrison bought Martha a doll's house, big old doll's house, didn't he? He said we ordered it online and didn't know how big it was going to be.
Was he in a helicopter when he saw the picture in the catalogue?
Oh, shit.
I thought it were about 3 inches tall. It were beautiful. I loved it. He was like getting really excited about it himself, wasn't he?
He asked
Alice
not to
mention
it.
He'll have one next to the love tub.
He asked Alice not to mention it in her statement because it might appear like bribery, but surely that would be Barbie-ry.
That is a good one. Did he actually say don't mention it in the statement?
He did, yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, that is hilarious.
And Chris referred to Champion as the slightly pointless pony because he bought an absolute dud, didn't he? Jakob approved it. He went and scouted it, took loads of shots on his telephoto lens and then came around the next day and went, oh, it's a bit fat, that one.
Yeah, there's loads wrong with it. And your daughter can't fit on top of it, so.
Yeah, you know how sometimes mechanics, when they've got the mafia lean on them, they do dodgy brakes for people's cars and they...
Oh, yeah.
They accidentally do. I reckon Chris might put some dodgy shoes on Harry's horse.
What would they be like? And they'll have like roller skates on. He'll have casters. And Harry won't notice because he's pissed. I did think that Harry was going to sort of, it wasn't today though, was it, the hearing thing? I hope he turns up at it arsehold. I think you might have said that already.
No, I thought he would show up at the birthday party trashed.
Yeah, and get in the doll's house. I think Chris still loves Alice, basically. And I still think they could get back together, do you?
I think it's on the cards, don't you? I think it's, sorry, I always get my question tags wrong. I'm sorry, I noticed that. I think it's obvious, don't you? Mm.
Yeah, I do. I don't really wish for it to happen, but I think it probably will.
Oh, I actually wouldn't mind them getting back together. I just didn't like the stress of them when they were breaking up. Together, I'd be quite happy. I mean, you know, because you've got that divergence of you of Chris being from the Carters and her being from the Aldridges. I actually quite liked that. It was only when it started to fracture that it really got on my nerves.
Because what you get with that is the in-laws, don't you, as well?
Yeah, I think
and detached family. That you're right about that. That's whole dynamic between those groups.
I mean, you've said you'd like to see Freddie at the Green with the Horribins, sat around the table having fish fingers and beans on toast.
Yeah,
that would be diamond, true. Diamond lights. Yes.
Why can't we write this, eh?
Well, I know. Yeah, just give us a chance. I mean, look, Katie Hymns, we've made you a jingle.
Surely that's enough.
That's enough, isn't it? I wonder if she knows. What else are we going to say? Oh, yeah, so Alistair's going to back out now because he didn't have a chance to talk to Don. I was imagining, like, Don was like, you come to me on the day when I have to remove the gallbladder of a guinea pig and tell me you want to leave this practice.
And he could feasibly have a horse's head in his bed, couldn't he?
Could be Harris.
At the end of a shift.
Yeah. Okay, Kerry, shall we have a little zoom into our socials and see what people had to say about us?
F***ed off to the Flaming Fanny with ferrets? Well, for those craving a taste of adventure, the Bull Badger Chronicles will transport you to different dramas deep in Amberge's finest licensed establishment. Prevent Ben killing Bert. catch Markey, the dumbest criminal mastermind ever, solve the riddle of how on earth some of the most dysfunctional villagers ever thought it fit to judge the wonder that was Trevor Fry. And finally, test your powers of endurance by seeing how long you can stand next to Adam at the pisser.
Well, at least this time he's not...
As he talks passionately about soil.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Whether you're a seasoned escape room enthusiast or a die-hard Darrington dickhead, our immersive experiences are guaranteed to challenge, thrill, and entertain. Book your Ambridge escape today and prepare for an unforgettable journey into the heart of darkness.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you want to follow us on Facebook, we have a Facebook group called The Cider Shed Podcast. Now, there is an admin called The Cider Shed that admins that, mainly me, in fact, only me. So be careful when you're posting. Don't post to the admin's page, post to the group. I say that only because it's happened a couple of times, and when I attempt to share, it doesn't always share. I asked what would the assorted members of Ambridge dress up as a World Book Day. Lots of very cruel people have posted Adam in a tree costume.
What's the book?
One person said the Ents, the walking trees from Lord of the Rings. Well, Liam just said Jazza would be groundskeeper Willy. Is he in a book? Jim would be an owl. Harry and Alice as Princess Leia and Jabba the Hutt. Wasn't that Sykes, Ian, Ben last week?
Well, that's not a bloody book either. Our listeners are illiterate.
Angela.
They just watch films.
Hang on. Careful with your criticism there, Kerry, because Angela Radice said, Harrison's a policeman out of the Union Blight and Noddy books.
Well, there you go. That's the level of the literacy. Yeah.
Lillian is Cruella de Vil. Jazza is Billy Bunter. Natasha is the White Witch from Narnia. The evil twins are Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Kirsty is Miss Havisham. Stella is Sally Bowles. Pip is Anne of Green Gables. Hey, Nina's back. Hello, Nina. Eccles, the dead peacock. Is he in a book? I'll let it go. Mim said they could all be everyone from Larkrise to Candleford.
Very good.
Stole Leidenhosen said, they will all turn up dressed as candles, won't they? Every last fucking one of them. Yeah, Megan, Eliza Stott said, Adam as an Ent, carrying on with the plank of wood theme. Emma Dolan said, Alistair as Mr. Darcy.
Oh.
Andrew Stevenson reckons Linda went through a Kerouac phase a few years ago.
As the outsider.
Jess Glennie said, Mr. Badger from Narnia. is that Wind in the Willows? I'm not going to question it.
I don't think there's a badger in Narnia, is there?
Well, there's no. Are you questioning the lit knowledge of our listeners, Kerry?
No, I'm not.
Courtney has posted a wonderful picture of a kid in a tree costume. Dave Howard thinks they just come as Village of the Damned.
I like Anne of Green Gables. I don't really like the idea of Pip being her. No.
Mundo Sven, great name, posted a photo which looks like it's taken from the top of a double-decker bus, looking down on a double-parked, fairly tatty-looking Mini. And he said, saw this, thought of you, and across the back window in enormous letters it just says, Badger!
I need to see that picture.
To which, I'll send it to you now, to which I suggested, is that Harry's sweet ride that we've been hearing about? Let's gauge the Kerry reaction. Yeah, you got it.
Wow. Oh, I love that he spotted it and took that bloody picture off the bus.
There's a Triumph Dolomite or something I once photographed outside my aunt's house in Cheltenham, and completely at odds with the vehicle was a Van Halen sticker in the back. So yeah, if you want to follow us or join up, you just go in, look for the Cider Shed Podcast Facebook group, answer the very simple question, get some very amusing answers for that. But most of the time I can tell if you're genuine or not. And there's a few people else that I thought were a little bit sus. But yeah, that's where you can follow us. You can follow us on Instagram at the Cider Shed Pod. And Kerry manages Twitter, which is the same handle, isn't it, Kerry?
Yes, I don't know whether manages is the correct term.
Well, you do, because I haven't got the password to it these days.
Yeah, I don't know how well I'm managing. I just sort of spit things out on there, really. I enjoy it. It is at the Cider Shed Pod, and we're also on Blue Sky, which is gathering some momentum. And on Blue Sky, we are at the Cider Shed Pod. bsky.social.
On our Instagram, we post up when we get lovely reviews. We've got a little bit of a backlog to put up on there, but they will be coming. I like to space them out with a post about something else and then a review. Have we got any new reviews, Kerry?
We've got 2 5-star reviews. Yes. Oof. We, on Friday, TRTOC85 posted a review, the title of which was Top TA Podcast, thumbs up sign. Listening to the Cider Shed is like being in the pub with your mates chatting. You won't always agree with their views, but it's lots of laughs. And let's not forget the Pat Chat.
Pat Chat. Pat Chat. Pat Chat. Pat
Chat. Pat Chat. Keep up the good work, guys. This podcast makes my Saturday. Love you all. Heart emoji. Too much? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Nah.
So TR Talk sometimes disagrees with us, right? Well, if we're in a pub, you, me, car park now.
For some parkour.
Yeah, parkour, yeah. Thank you so much, TR Talk. Lovely. Thank you very much. TR Talk once accidentally invited me to a gin tasting because she sent the message to the wrong person. Crushed. I was crushed. Actually, I don't drink gin, so it wasn't a problem, but all right.
I don't either. Wigan Alex posted on Sunday. The title is Excellent Archers Listening. Stumbling upon the Cider Shed podcast felt like discovering a hidden orchard tucked away in the heart of Ambridge. Hosted by the dynamic duo of Kerry and Matthew, as well as sometimes by Peter, this podcast is like sipping a freshly pressed apple cider. Their banter is as crisp as a frosty morning in Borchester. Let me raise my virtual glass to this excellent show. I would have given up with listening to the Archers if it wasn't for podcasts such as this. So fellow Archers aficionados, grab your headphones, tune in and let Kerry and Matthew guide you through the strange goings on in Ambridge. 5 stars? Absolutely.
That was lush. Thank you.
I know. Gert Lush.
Gert Lush, yeah. How do you spell the Gert in Gert Lush, Kerry?
I'd go G-E-R-T.
Oh.
Is it G-U?
Well, opinion is divided, but as far as I'm concerned, it's you. And if you don't, okay. If you spell it with an E, I think there was a sandwich shop that named itself that, and they got hounded out of Bristol because it had an E.
Okay. Great.
But thanks for those lovely reviews. They help the podcast a lot. So please continue to pen them, send them in, let us know what you think. Another way you can support us, which we're very grateful for, is on our Patreon. You can go to www.patreon.com/thecidershed. Once you become a member, you get our midweek specials and you also get the main podcast up early. We had 4 new patrons this week, Kerry. Katty Pierce got in touch. She became a patron. She said, "Hello, Ciderheads," in brackets, "is this anything?" Well, yeah, we never really decided.
Can be.
Listeners. Yeah, I said, yeah. First time patron here. Actually, the first time I've ever patroned at all. I couldn't resist more episodes of rinsing the Archers in your usual hilarious and friendly style. Thank you for the giggles. What a stupid show. I presume she's talking about the Archers. Which I can't stop listening to since I started last year. I agree with Kerry's conspiracy theory. It's all a psychological experiment to test the average Radio 4 listener's tolerance for realism. And long may it live. Katty, kiss.
Oh, Katty, imagine having listened to the thing that you've listened to for 1 year for about 40 years.
And I said, yeah, sometimes we get accused of going in too hard. But yeah, thanks for the support. And she went, going in too hard? They did a bloody fashion show for about 3 weeks on the radio.
Yes, Katty, you are our kind of bloody listener, Ciderhead.
Yeah, that did allow me to make a Vogue jingle for 4 weeks running, though, with slightly different lyrics. So we finished. I said, what on earth should your jingle be? Oh, I get a jingle. Amazing. Something cat related because of the stupid name. I trust your creative genius to deliver. I would love a badger in there, though. So we've got people are requesting badgers now. Yeah, Katie, this is for you.
Welcoming new Cider Shed patron, Katie James. Curl up by the fire, Katie. We've just filled your bowl with cider. The litter tray is over there. Thanks ever so much. Oh, and here's your complimentary.
Badger! Badger! Badger!
Matthew, does that song, does that track actually exist? The meowing, whatever that tune is. I know that tune.
It's Magic Fly by Space, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you create?
No. Someone did a cat version of it, and it was used on a video that someone made to promote the Bag and Nails pub at the bottom of Jacob's Wells Road in Bristol, which is a cat pub. And that music was on it, and I did a little bit of looking into where the music was from, and it's just someone that I think you can find their chat. I'll try and post a link to their stuff in the episode description. They do cat covers, basically. So thanks, Catty, much appreciated. Carl also became a patron this week. This is for him.
Welcome, Carl. Thanks so much for becoming a Cider Shed patron. Much love and respect to you. Now sit back and relax.
Thanks, Carl. Very appreciative of your help. Very grateful. Okay, next up, Ian McNeil. This is for you.
Hey there, Ian McNeil. Oh, you little tiger. Thanks for becoming a Cider Shed patron. Why not make yourself at home with all our backdated midweek specials? Pay attention. There'll be a quiz at some point.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian. I'm loving these badger inserts.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things now. If I left it out...
Yes, be wrong. It'd be wrong.
Yeah, I remember early in like 1992, I read an interview with Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, and he went, we played Hawaii yesterday and we didn't play Teen Spirit, and they talked about it on the radio for 24 hours.
For 24 years.
Yeah, so you can't not have a badger in there now. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Ian. And finally, Alex Hodge. Thanks so, so much. This is for you.
Alex Hodge is here. What an absolute legend. Thanks so much for becoming a Cider Shed patron. We are fully at your service.
Cheers, Alex.
Yeah, now, will that possibly be the Alex who wrote the review?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. What a week Alex is having.
Either way, very grateful. Thanks. Thanks to all of you. And thanks to everyone that supports the podcast through Patreon. Really massive help for us. And I feel like I'm an Oscars acceptance speech. Really just can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
I thought you were going to cry then, Matthew.
Yeah.
Like do a Gwyneth Paltrow.
To go all John.
Yeah.
All right, Kerry, let's head off into the weekend. And I'm sure thanks to everyone for tuning in again this week. And we will see you very soon.
Matthew, have you got your mum a Mother's Day card?
No. I haven't, because she's in Gran Canaria.
Okay, I just thought I'd remind you.
No, there's no. Okay. She messaged me and said there's no point.
Oh, lovely. Good, good, good. Okay. Well done for even thinking of it. Good. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know, is it anal?
I'm leaving.
You don't want it soft and sweaty.